How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across the globe. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. That means Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. And believe me when I tell you, there is a ton of things to break down in the sports world, whether it's college football, the chaos ensuing there. Tennessee is back on the map, baby. In baseball, you've got the playoffs going on, and guess what, Mike Wilson? The Dodgers are donezo, baby. Can you believe that? The Braves, they're donezo. The Astros moving on. The Guardians with a great opportunity. Major League Baseball playoffs, there's nothing like it, baby. And then, obviously, so much to talk about. NFL style, we've got you covered all around. Mike Wilson, Dorfman is absolutely jacked up. Coming to you from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. The place where it all started for me growing up as a child, and left here, but now I'm back just for the weekend, enjoying myself. And you know what? Crazy weekend of sports, my brother. How are you?
I am doing great, man. It is chaos in Major League Baseball. It was chaos in college football. I'm telling you what, Rocky Top showed up, and it was fun to watch, my brother.
Yeah, man, it's just insane stuff that happens on the fields of play, if you will. And you know what? It's good to see. Like, you know what? The Dodgers going down, winning 111 games. Oh, my gosh. It just lets you know that Major League Baseball postseason playoff action, it's a completely different game. And speaking of that, on the other side, we'll talk to John Poulter, our professor of sports. We'll break down some of these things that are happening in Major League Baseball. Hang out for the ride today, people. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Hey, Pack Rat. Yeah, you. Are you moving cross-country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood. But did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your furniture and the other possessions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a Pack Rat. Join the Pack Rat family. Call Pack Rat right now for your free quote. See y'all later, Pack Rats.
Call 800-569-7208. 800-569-7208. 800-569-7208. That's 800-569-7208.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Alrighty, everybody, welcome back into the Dorfman Sports Weekend Edition. I would be Andy, hanging out with me, my tag team partner in crime. His name is Mike Wilson. Get at us a couple few different ways. If you'd like, call us 1-800-878-7529. Those are digits. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorfman Sports. Facebook, Dorfman Sports. IG, it would be the real Dorfman Sports. And speaking of real, we're going to hook up with the real John Poulter, who you can follow on Twitter at 12JohnPoulter, and we're going to talk Major League Baseball. Sooner or later, we're going to get into hockey, John. Don't worry. I know the season is upon us, and we'll get there. But more important things to talk about right now, because what's happening in baseball, I don't know if anybody would have predicted this. Good morning, John. How are you?
Good morning, Andy. I'm doing very well, thanks. How about you?
No complaints. Actually coming to you, both of you guys from the great state of Wisconsin this week. I'm in Milwaukee, home for a family event, and getting a little bit of that different weather, you know, some cold, some fall, some colors, something I don't usually get there in the Valley of the Sun. So it's been kind of fun, and it's been really nice. But this baseball has been insane, John. Like, come on, man. The Braves go down. The Dodgers go down. The Yankees, their back is up against the wall. The only squad hanging tight right now is those Houston Astros, who, you know, win their 100 games, and somehow, some way, they kind of stay a little bit under the radar. It's kind of insane what's happened so far, John.
Yeah, it's actually quite interesting. I was looking at it this morning when I was doing some prep work for the show, and you know, you look at the seedings 1 through 6 in the American League and the seedings 1 through 6 in the National League, and we're talking three complete opposites. In the National League, the top four teams are all gone, and we've got the fifth seed and the sixth seed battling it out now for the National League pennant. Two teams, Padres and the Phillies, that averaged 88 wins, Padres 89, Phillies 87, and the four teams that are gone totaled 406 wins. So you do the math very quickly, and we've got two teams in the championship series that are a good 11 or 12 games behind the average for the top four. The American League's just the opposite. The three seeds that are left, the Astros, the Yankees, and the Guardians, were the top three seeds. And obviously we're going to either have number one and number two or number one and number three in the championship series on the American League side. So it's very much a night and day situation between the two leagues. But you mentioned the Astros, and that game yesterday was just riveting baseball. 18 innings. I was joking with you when we were exchanging texts yesterday that gives new definition to the term day-night doubleheader, because it's 18 games, one in the afternoon and one in the evening, but it was really one game. Absolutely incredible baseball. Great starting pitching, great pitching on both sides, great defense on both sides. Home run in the top of the 18th inning by a rookie to win it. I just thought that was a riveting baseball game, and I was sitting on the edge of my chair, and I don't have any skin in the game because I don't support either team, but for the two sets of fans, that had to be an absolutely nerve-wracking game to sit there and watch that for 18 innings.
Yeah, good morning, John.
Morning, Mike.
This baseball, good morning. Hey, this baseball thing just has me just, it's just like, just spin the wheel, throw a dart, who wins the game? I mean, it's like you said, it's riveting baseball. It is appointment television. And to say the least, all my friends and family back home in the Pacific Northwest that are Seattle Mariner fans, they're just devastated this morning. I got some text messages and they're like, what'd you think? I'm like, well, it was a great game. And, you know, the rookie that hit the home run, and I mean, that's just kind of the way that goes when you have games like this. But my big thing is, John, the Dodgers. Everybody under the sun had the Dodgers in the World Series, if at least the conference, you know, championship.
The National League Championship Series.
National League Championship. And so what happened with the Dodgers, man? Just did they just choke, or is this something that we could see in the future from the Padres?
Well, I think it's an interesting question, Mike. And, you know, I guess the question I have is this issue with the Dodgers pitching. I mean, here's a team that won 111 games. You don't win 111 games with bad pitching. So all of a sudden, you know, we're looking at these guys making these pitching changes. We've seen this happen before with Dave Roberts, where he takes a guy out that looks like he's running reasonably easy. I went to bed at the end of the sixth inning, and the Dodgers were up 2-0 at that point, and for the most part, they looked like they were in control. Tyler Anderson, I thought, you know, for a guy that's a third, fourth, or fifth starter, I thought that Tyler Anderson threw a pretty good game for the Dodgers. I was a little bit surprised that they took him out. Sounds to me like it was very much an analytics thing, that they didn't want him going through the lineup another time. Maybe it was predetermined that he would only face so many hitters, only throw so many pitchers. But that, to me, was the start of the unraveling. The six was a little bit uneasy, but I figured they were probably through that. Then I looked at the box score this morning, and I looked at the seventh inning, and obviously the disastrous inning as far as the Dodgers are concerned, and clearly they didn't get any pitching. And you know, it sort of reminded me of what happened to the Blue Jays a week ago, where they lifted a starter that looked like he was doing a pretty decent job. He was cruising, and then not only did the first bullpen guy not work out, the second bullpen guy didn't work out, the third bullpen guy didn't work out, and so on down the line. So I got to wonder what was going through Dave Roberts' mind, whether he had this predetermined plan that he was going to take his starting pitcher out at that time. You know that their pitching is a little under the weather from what it should be, because Walker Buehler's not available because of his surgery. So they're missing their top starter. I kind of wonder why they did the patchwork job that they did. But, you know, here we are, a team that's won 111 games is on the sidelines. But as I mentioned, so are two other teams that won 100 games. So maybe there's not that big advantage we thought there was to teams getting that bye in the first round. You know, are we back to that rust versus rest scenario? In three cases here, it certainly didn't work out.
Yeah, I would agree with that. That's the voice of John Poulter, a professor of sports. We're breaking down Major League Baseball playoffs right now, and it's pretty chaotic what's happened so far, and just expect the same to continue throughout the rest of the way. And I think that's my next point is, when we're talking about regular season versus postseason, you can just feel the intensity. You know, every pitch means something. Every error means something. Every play just means a little bit more. And you're seeing Aaron Judge getting locked down a little bit more. Like the other day, the guy has 4 Ks. You know, you didn't see that really from him all season long. So What is the difference, John, from regular season to postseason? And why is it so difficult to put runs across the board for the most part through the postseason?
Well, I guess nerves and energy levels are different in the postseason. I mean, the crowds are different. I mean, you just obviously have to feel that you're in a sort of a different type of ball game when you see 50,000 fans or 45,000 fans all standing, all yelling, all waving those silly towels. I hate to think what it would be like to be in the fifth or sixth row and have some idiot waving a towel in front of you. You can't see the baseball game, but I think that's a part of it. But I think the other part of it is where every team puts their best players on the field. You don't have guys taking their one day a week off. There's no weak spots in the lineups. You're also pitching. You're also seeing great pitching. I mean, every team goes with their best three, sometimes their best four starters. So you're looking at better pitching than you do over the course of the season. I think that's got to be a huge factor. I mean, you look at that game yesterday, Seattle and Houston, and, you know, great length out of both starting pitchers. And when you look at it down the road and you see an 18-inning game, both managers are probably extremely thankful that they got six or seven innings out of their two starting pitchers. And then, of course, the Astros had that ace in the hole where they could bring Garcia, normally a starting pitcher, but bumped to the bullpen for the postseason because they don't need that extra starter. He's able to give them five or six solid innings in the extra inning stint, and just an outstanding performance by Garcia. In my mind, he was the most valuable player in that game. I think it's a combination of things, but I think the best thing is you're seeing the other team's best pitchers all the time. There are no nights off where you're looking at the fourth or fifth starter or the seventh or eighth guy out of the bullpen. You're looking at top-notch pitching, and we all know that that's at least 70% of the game, and I think that's probably the biggest factor.
Yeah, hey, I just have a quick follow-up since you were talking about pitching there for a moment, and, you know, it's going to kind of break my heart to a certain degree, but at the end of the day, you know, Josh Hader doing what he does for those Padres and closing things out, how big could that be for them, John, real quick?
Well, it could be very big if he gets back to the form that we saw pre-2022. We know he was struggling in Milwaukee before he was traded. We know he struggled in San Diego right after he was traded, but maybe he's got it back.
Yeah, and postseason is here, and this is when the money's made, so showing up when they need them at the end of the day. We got to take a break. We'll come back. We'll continue the conversation about what's happening in Major League Baseball with John Poulter on the other side. Keep it close. Andy Dorf, Mike Wilson. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Keep it close.
No offense, but are you a little fat when you look in the mirror? How would you like to learn the secrets to lose 3 to 5 pounds a week easily without joining the gym or going through any crazy diets? It's called Body Sculpt by MedDiet. For the last 2 decades, we've been helping people just like you that have pounds they want to shed. We've helped millions of people lose thousands and thousands of pounds over the years. And now it's your turn. Learn the secrets of how to lose weight with one simple phone call. You'll see an amazing difference in a matter of days. Don't believe us. We'll offer you a money-back guarantee. If you're ready to start losing weight right now, call right now to learn more about your risk-free order to Body Sculpt.
Call for your risk-free offer. 800-738-5332. 800-738-5332. 800-738-5332. That's 800-738-5332.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845.
That's 800-760-1845.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Andy Dorf, Mike Wilson, hanging out with our professor of sports, John Poulter, comes to us all the way from Toronto, Canada. Get a hold of us all in a few different ways. You can call us right now, 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. You can hit Mike up on Twitter, follow him, check him out, Pigskin Opinion. John Poulter is 12 John Poulter. For myself, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it would be the real Dorf on Sports there. Okay, John, so in the last few moments of this segment, anyway, I'd like to talk to you a little bit about what we're going to see coming up, right? We got the Phillies and the Padres. We know that. We've got the Astros waiting for the Guardians or the Yankees. First of all, what would be the more intriguing matchup for the Astros? I'm just kind of curious where your head is on that. Is it the Yankees and, Aaron Judge and all that stuff, or is it the Guardians and they're great pitching for the most part, and I think that personally, I think the Guardians and Astros would be just a magical, magnificent matchup. But yes, I understand the star power and the name power with the New York Yankees. What say you, though?
Can't disagree with you. The Guardians pitching to me is better than the Yankees pitching. Yankee strength to me all season has been their run scoring ability, their power ability. We've seen that dry up a little bit as in postseason, as we talked in the last segment, specifically Judge. The guy's not going to hit at the same pace in terms of home runs in the postseason as he did in the regular season. I mean, that's just not humanly possible when you're seeing better pitchers, better teams all the time. I kind of like that Guardians-Astros matchup, and again, sitting here as a guy with no skin on in the game from either team, I got to think that the Astros-Guardians, from a neutral standpoint, would be a more interesting series to watch. And looking at the fact that, the Dodgers, the Braves, the Cardinals, and the Mets are all gone from the National League side, let's not look past the American League Championship Series, because whether it's the Yankees or the Guardians, the Astros are in for a pretty tough series. But you'd have to think on paper that those four teams in the National League being eliminated already sort of softens the path a little bit for the Astros to claim another World Series title. And again, I don't want to look past either the Yankees or the Guardians and presume that the Astros are going to win the pennant and get to the World Series. But the numbers would tell you that they would be the favorites in that series. But I think we're going to see some very interesting baseball, regardless of who plays. We know that the Phillies and Padres, two teams that have gutted it out, 5 and 6 seeds, that's going to be an interesting series. The Astros get the advantage of being able to sit and plan their rotation, because that series doesn't start until Wednesday, so Justin Verlander is going to be ready on Wednesday night to throw the opening pitch there. So I'm looking forward to some very interesting baseball, and that Yankees-Guardians series could possibly go 5 games, which means that whoever wins that series only has one day off, because game 5 in that series would be Monday in New York. So lots of great baseball ahead, and if it's anything, the next two series are like the last two series, I think we're in for some really entertaining baseball.
You know, John, you mentioned the Phillies, and once again, it's the same thing with the Braves that I see with the Dodgers. Everybody kind of penciled in the Braves, the defending champs, you know, into, you know, the league championship series, National League Championship Series. They're not going to be there. What's it going to take for the Phillies to get to the league championship series, to the World Series? Because they just seem like they got all the momentum. They're on a hot streak, and sometimes that's the thing that propels the team. You just get hot at playoff time, and you just take it all the way.
Yeah, I think you hit exactly the nail on the head, but go ahead, John.
Yeah, exactly, and the Phillies, let's face it, I mean, they're doing it primarily on starting pitching, and we've seen in two short series, the first best of three, which they won in two games, the second a best of five, which they won in four. It's taken away what might have been the Phillies' Achilles heel, and that was lack of depth in the starting rotation. They're now at the point where they've got three good starters, so they can match any other team in terms of throwing a starting pitcher out there, and we all know how much starting pitching means to the game of baseball, especially in the postseason. So I think the Phillies just have to keep doing what they're doing, and as do the Padres. You know, we all kind of shrugged our shoulders when the Padres made all those trades at the deadline and came up flatter than a pancake shortly afterwards, and we kind of wondered, why have they done all of these things? What have they done? What have they disturbed? But quite frankly, it's starting to look like it might not have been a bad move now. It looked bad at the time, but we all know that you build a team for the postseason. They've taken down the Dodgers. They've got home field advantage in the championship series. Let's not count the Padres out because they've got some pretty good pitchers as well.
You know, it's interesting, right? Like, the Padres and the Phillies, they're both wild card teams. And then you have on the other side, you have, you know, the Guardians who won their division. You have the Astros who won their division. And you have the Yankees who won their division, like you pointed out, you know, just before. But the wild card has really made things very exciting, John. So that's one of the greatest things about baseball. I'm kind of curious, and I don't know the number on this, but over the time that they've had the wild card in play, how many times has the wild card team made that unbelievable run and not only gotten to the World Series, but captured the championship? I'm just kind of curious because I don't know the answer to that. But it seems to me like the wild card team or wild card teams can and usually do play a huge role or factor in what happens throughout the postseason.
Well, they do, and I think in answer to your question, I know at least one team has won the World Series from a wild card spot. That was the, I don't know whether they were the Florida Marlins at the time or the Miami Marlins, but the Marlins did win the World Series one year as a wild card team, and I believe, guessing here, I think it was the Cardinals. I think there's another team that has done it, but it has been done. I think, in terms of the Braves, I think their big problem was they just tired out. I mean, they spent the whole season chasing the Mets, caught the Mets in the last 10 days of the season, got themselves the division championship as a result of that, but they chased the whole season. So I think that's probably a piece of the Braves' issue. In terms of the wild card, 9 times out of 10, when a team is a wild card team, it hasn't had that wild card spot cemented for any length of time. It's a position that they've attained in the last maybe 10 days, 14 days, let's say at the most 3 weeks of the season. It's generally a September run that gets a team into the postseason. So therefore, they're carrying momentum when they go into the postseason. I think that's a real good situation for Philadelphia. They had to work like crazy just to get into the postseason. The Padres kind of knew they were going to be there because they knew that they had a much better record than any of the other teams that were contending for the wild card. They knew they weren't going to catch the Dodgers. So maybe the Padres coasted a little bit. But I think that the Phillies were pushing to get into the playoffs. I think that's a key factor. It's the old momentum theory.
Yeah. Hey, John, you know, I happened to look up. I just looked it up for the heck of it, right? It's been 4 times that a wild card team has won the World Series. Florida Marlins did it twice, by the way. You were right, 97 and 2003. Anaheim Angels have done it in 2002. And then the Boston Red Sox did it in 2004 which we all remember that. They came back from that 3-0 deficit, right? So it's been done, but my point is in general, it does seem like the wild card team plays a huge role and factor in determining what can happen for the outcome of the World Series.
Oh, very definitely. They play a key role because of the momentum situation, and maybe the fact that it's only happened four times is because, of course, a wild card team generally is not enjoying home field advantage, and we know that home field advantage is still an advantage. It's not as big an advantage as it was 30 or 40 years ago, but it's still an advantage. You've got the crowd, you've got the last at bat, and you've got the extra home game if you need it. So that's probably a big factor as well. But to go all the way from wild card to the World Series, which obviously we're going to have one team that has done that, either the Padres or the Phillies, so we're going to see another team have an opportunity to do that in 2022.
Yeah, it'll be pretty unbelievable. All right, so just out of curiosity, final question, because we're up against it. Who do you think is the most disappointed? Is it the Dodgers probably right now that they're not still in this because Davey Roberts put them out on a limb and said right before the season or something, whatever it was, we're winning the World Series, so they didn't come through with what they said they were going to do?
I think the Dodgers have got to be hugely disappointed. I mean, we've seen it happen a number of times. The Dodgers have had a very good team for about the last 10 or 12 years because they've had that huge payroll. They've attracted stars. What have they got to show for it? One World Series and a couple of World Series losses. I think Dave Roberts might be on the hot seat, quite frankly. You know, his managing decisions aside, you have to wonder, do the Dodgers sit back and say our window is fairly small because we have committed all this money to these players? We can't go out and sign a whole bunch more people. We've got to do it with what we have. Maybe Roberts isn't the guy. I think he was silly to go out and make that prediction, quite frankly, at the start of the season. He should have said, you know, I would hope that we would be in contention, and I would hope that if everything goes right, we have a great chance to win the World Series. But to go out and guarantee it that early in the season, I thought was a bit foolish, and it's come back to bite him in the backside.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes. I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Do you love driving, but you don't love your car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. It's easy to refinance your car payment. Just call today to get your no obligation quote and find out how much you can save. To qualify for a lower car payment, your car should be less than 10 years old, have less than 125,000 miles, and you've made at least 6 on-time payments. Call Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your rate and your payment by refinancing. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. Call today and see how much you can save. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. That's 800-871-9417. Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
I would be Andy Dorf, hanging out with me, Mike Wilson. Just got done with our professor of sports, John Poulter. We were talking Major League Baseball postseason, and I want to make a correction to myself, Mike Wilson, because I gave you some of the numbers on the wild card, right? And I said the Marlins did it in 97 and 2003. Anaheim did it in 2002. The Boston Red Sox in 2004. There's been a few more, though, my friend. St. Louis Cardinals, they did it in 2011. The San Francisco Giants did it in 2014. And then the most recent was the Washington Nationals when they did it in 2019. So the wild card absolutely plays a huge role in what can happen in postseason Major League Baseball play. So I just want to make a correction to myself because I wasn't giving full justice to all the teams that actually did it after 2004. So I want to note that. I want to talk college football with you, and I also want to talk a little NBA hoops because what's going on in La La Land with Russell Westbrook and things like that, it's interesting to say the least. But Georgia just whoops up on Vandy, which isn't surprising. But the game of the day, my friend, maybe two great games, to be honest, at the end of the day, because Clemson winds up hanging on, but Florida State puts up a pretty good fight. The team that won was Tennessee beating Alabama, and you and I love seeing Alabama lose. I think anybody in the country likes seeing Alabama lose, unless you live in Alabama, and whatever. Bottom line is, I think most people like seeing Alabama lose because they're always winning. What a great game, though, my friend. I mean, 101 points or whatever it was, 52-49, that last-second field goal to win the football game. Tennessee's back, my friend. And you and I, like you said to me yesterday, they're back, man. Like, they're back on the map as far as college football goes. So really cool to see Tennessee pull that out.
Oh, it was immensely fun to watch Tennessee pull that out at Neyland Stadium. You got 110,000 people that wanted blood. They wanted the Alabama blood. And they got what they wanted, man. And seeing them storm the field yesterday at the end was awesome. I love seeing that. I know somebody, one of the announcers, made a comment like, you know, if they storm the field, they're going to get fined by the SEC but like $100,000. And I'm like, they made $100,000 today. They'll live with that. They'll be okay. Peyton Manning can pay that fine for them if they want. But I'll tell you what, Bryce Young, for Alabama, he's on the Heisman watch list again. I mean, he won the Heisman last year. He had to throw the ball 52 times yesterday, and he was 35-52 for 455, which is not a bad day. Like, you take a look at the stats, it's not a bad day. But if you're going to have your quarterback throw 52 times, that's not a good thing. You want more balance on the offense, and Alabama just, they didn't really have all that kind of balance to be throwing it that many times. But the player that is showing me that he has a little bit of chutzpah, as some people would say, is that quarterback for Tennessee, Hendon Hooker, 21 of 30, 385. He had a QBR of 94. He made plays yesterday, and Peyton Manning said it great in the pregame. He's like, this guy is special. This guy has it. And if you're getting that kind of praise from a Hall of Famer like Peyton Manning, who, look, there's going to be some bias with him because he's a Tennessee guy, but he knows what he's talking about. And Hendon Hooker yesterday just showed up and showed out and led his team to a victory. And it was just fun to see. And I'm just impressed with Tennessee. And like you and I have been saying for a few weeks, Tennessee is the team you don't want to play. Tennessee is the surprise team that can shock some people. And they shocked the world yesterday, the college football world yesterday, with that win against Alabama for the first time in 15 years.
Jalin Hyatt, remember that name, people. Dude had an unbelievable game, right? Like 6 catches, 207 yards, and 5 touchdowns. Like, are you kidding me? So just an unbelievable, amazing game. Great efforts from a lot of these kids. Some really good games, though. Like, dude, USC goes down to Utah. TCU remains undefeated, beating Oklahoma State. I love their quarterback, Dugan, bro. I don't know. There's just something about that kid. I really like him. They've got that really good wide receiver, too, Johnston. TCU looking like a pretty damn good football team, too. Old Miss, they continue to win. Syracuse is playing all right. They beat an NC State team. Kansas loses, but they're playing without their, you know, their real starters. So now they got Bean in there, and he's doing all right, but ultimately making a few too many mistakes. College football got a little bit more exciting, I'm going to say it, Mike, because I haven't been all that interested, quite frankly. But when Alabama loses, I think I'm going to start watching again, because now you give teams like the TCUs a shot to make it to the college playoffs. So I think the last, you know, 6 weeks or whatever it is that we got left of college football, they start to get pretty exciting, Mike.
Oh, this is when it gets exciting. Middle of October, now you're into league play by a few games, and this kind of stuff can happen. And let's keep an eye. I know you're a Big Ten guy.
Michigan.
I'd probably be a little bit more, you know, yeah, you got Michigan, but look at Illinois. Illinois is 6-1 right now, and they're kind of, and like you said, they're under the radar. No one's really paying attention to them. 6-1 is 6-1. So, you know, Illinois is playing very good football. You mentioned the USC-Utah game. I was all dialed into that game. That game was insane, and that crowd in Salt Lake caused a few penalties for USC in terms of the noise that they were making. The fans stormed the field at the end. And I love Utah's coach, Winningham. I think he's one of the best college football coaches in the land. He's been there 18 years. He's not going anywhere. He has the program exactly where he wants it. Those players go through the wall for that guy. And to go for two with about 40 seconds to go to win the game told me everything that I need to know about Utah, and Winningham and trying to take that victory over an undefeated USC team. And now Lincoln Riley and USC kind of have to lick their wounds and go back to LA and kind of regroup, because if the Pac-12 thought they were going to get into the playoff with USC, that took a major hit yesterday, because really USC was the only chance for the Pac-12 to get into the playoff if they kept winning and were undefeated. But you got to give all the credit to Utah going for two at the end of the game, and it was just a fun game to watch, man.
Yeah, speaking of going for two, we'll get into that when we start talking NFL football, because the decision making on the football field at times to me leaves very little to be desired. Anyways, let's shift gears. Let's talk some NBA hoops before we get out of this segment. Doesn't look like things are going so well in La La Land, right? But with Russ and, you know, this being demoted to the second squad, but Darvin Ham trying to phrase it in a way where he's not demoting a guy. I don't know if this is going to work, man. I really don't. But with that being said, I've been kind of shocked and surprised at maybe how well it is working in Brooklyn to a certain degree. Like, Ben Simmons looks like he's fitting in a little bit. Kyrie looks like he's fitting in. KD, that could be dangerous, bro. I don't know, but it could be kind of dangerous if you ask me. So you got one side, you know, on the West Coast, and then you got the East Coast where it wasn't looking so good in the past, but it seems like they've kind of figured things out and they've mended the fences a little bit, whereas in La La Land, it just isn't happening, man. And I think this is going to be a problem, and I think Darvin Ham has his hands full as being, you know, the new coach there in L.A., and his strategy so far is failing, Mike.
Yes, it is, very much so. And you know, as much as you and I like the hire of Darvin Ham, this is a franchise, this is a team where if they went with one with somebody that maybe had a little bit more coaching experience in the NBA, people are starting to question Ham already. I'm not questioning him. I don't think it would have mattered who they got, experienced or not experienced. They were going to run into this problem because Westbrook, you know, and LeBron and AD, that's a lot of ego. That is a huge amount of ego to manage, especially for a first-time head coach in Darvin Ham. And putting – I understand what Darvin's probably thinking about putting Westbrook on the second team, having him run with the twos a little bit. But I don't know if this is going to work long-term. I'm still surprised Westbrook's even on the team as well. And then you mentioned Brooklyn. Yeah, for your Bucks and my Celtics, that's a scary proposition. If they look like they're kind of getting it together, I mean, everybody kind of picked Brooklyn last year to get to the finals. But if they figure it out, our Celtics and Bucks may have a little bit of a problem getting back to where they want to go. And it's interesting just seeing the two dynamics of these two power teams in each conference, man.
Yeah, you know, Jordan Poole just got paid, by the way. What did he get, 140 for the four-year extension or something like that? Draymond spoke out the other day. Pardon?
Wiggins got paid, too.
Yep, Wiggins got paid, too. I was going to get there, but Draymond spoke out the other day about, you know, the situation to a certain degree. I see a scenario where they get rid of him. I'll just be honest with you. And I don't know if that happens this year, but probably next season. I don't necessarily think Draymond goes back there. It seems to me like the Golden State Warriors have shown where their priorities lie in getting Jordan Poole and Wiggins wrapped up. What say you?
No, I agree absolutely. You get the two young up-and-comers wrapped up. Even though Wiggins has been around a little bit, Poole is a younger player. The other thing is, how much is this Draymond and Poole thing going to affect the team? Because I've seen some highlights where, you know, Draymond tries to go up to Poole after Poole scores a bucket, a three-point opportunity or something. Yeah. And Poole just doesn't look at him. He doesn't want anything to do with them. And people are like, well, Poole has to get over it. No, he doesn't. If someone sucker punches you like that, you know, that would be hard for anybody to kind of get over that. And I agree with you, Andy. Draymond is not on the Warriors next year. I think he ends up in L.A. I think he wants to play with LeBron, which is just kind of ironic. Yeah. Interesting seeing that the history between those two. But kudos to Golden State for getting Wiggins wrapped up in Poole. You know, they're going to have some luxury tax issues more than likely, but they're a team that doesn't really concern themselves with the luxury tax. They know that they got some high-priced players. They're willing to pay the luxury tax to have that success, to win titles, to keep guys in the fold. So, you know, look, more power to Golden State, man.
Yeah, I know we're up against a break here, but real quickly, what are you most excited for this season?
Seeing how Milwaukee and Boston are going to battle it out.
I'll tell you what I'm most excited for, and it's an individual. Zion Williamson, baby. Anyways, we got to take a break. We'll be back to wrap up the hour. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Here's a simple solution for you if you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body. It's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health. Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health. With just 2 glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789. Do you want to know the secret to putting extra money back in your pocket? Then switch your car insurance. And now you can make one phone call and shop dozens of insurance companies. Just like buying airline tickets, where it's easy to make one call that has all the best deals. We have great deals with most of the major top-rated insurance companies. We are your superstore for car insurance. We've switched people from their expensive car insurance plans and saved them hundreds of dollars a year. If you think you're paying too much for your car insurance, call now. It's easy to switch, and in 5 minutes, yes, just 5 minutes, you'll learn how much money you can save on your car insurance. Save yourself some money this year. Call now for your car insurance. Call eInsurance now for your free car insurance quote. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. That's 800-298-9093.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I would be Andy hanging out with me, Mike Wilson. Get at us, people, a couple few different ways if you'd like. 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, Mike, we've made it through an hour. We haven't really talked about the NFL yet. Obviously, hour number two, we dedicate during the NFL season to all of the NFL conversation, talk, highlights, you name it, hits, the bloopers, the blunders, the crazy calls that we're seeing. We're going to dive into a lot of that stuff, man. And I think it's interesting because I saw something which is startling to me, because I saw through week five or whatever it is, because now we're in week six, I believe, through week five, there's actually only been 28 late roughing the passer calls, opposed to last season at this point in time, there were 55. But my big right. point and my question to you is the ones that we've seen being called this year may be absolutely atrocious compared to some of the ones that we saw last season. I don't know, but my point is some of these calls have been terrible. What say you?
Oh, some of the calls have been just pathetic. Let's just lay a bed down with a bunch of pillows and just push them down and we'll be good.
I hear you. All right, the break is coming. Hour number one in the books. That means number two, baby, hour two on the horizon. All about the NFL. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
USA Radio News.
Ugandan authorities have imposed a travel lockdown on two Ebola-hit districts as part of efforts to stop the spread of the contagious disease. The measure announced by the president means residents of central Ugandan districts can't travel into or out of those areas by private or public means. The restriction will last at least 21 days. Two volunteer soldiers fired at other troops at a Russian military firing range near Ukraine, killing 11 and wounding 15 others before being killed. This is according to a statement by the Russian Defense Ministry. They called the incident a terrorist attack. The shooting comes amid a mobilization ordered by President Vladimir Putin to beef up Russian forces in Ukraine. People are worried about inflation, and it keeps increasing.
Americans are growing more concerned about inflation. The University of Michigan's latest reading on consumer sentiment shows a rebound in inflation expectations for the next 12 months. The survey's chief economist notes continued uncertainty over prices and the global economy. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Reports of flu and other respiratory illnesses are higher than what would normally be seen in the United States at this time of year. This is according to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. Typically, flu season ramps up in December and usually peaks in February. It is anticipated that the agency will say the flu and similar viral illnesses are notably high in Arkansas, California, Georgia, Louisiana, and Texas. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-568-2790. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-568-2790. That's 800-568-2790. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-568-2790.
Ugandan authorities have imposed a travel lockdown on two Ebola-hit districts as part of efforts to stop the spread of the contagious disease. The measure announced by the president means residents of central Ugandan districts can't travel into or out of those areas by private or public means. The restriction will last at least 21 days. Hackers have stolen more than $3 billion in cryptocurrency so far this year, shattering the previous record of $2.1 billion set in 2021. A big chunk of that $3 billion was taken this month in 11 different hacks. These days, cybercriminals are targeting cross-chain bridges. An American airline passenger is asking for the company for, quote, reparations after tweeting that she was wedged between two obese people on a three-hour flight. The woman claims that she was being touched unwantedly because of the extra mass that the people carried. After calling out American Airlines, the company responded by tweeting, quote, our passengers come in all different sizes and shapes. We're sorry you were uncomfortable on your flight. End quote. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening, people. Welcome in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I would be Andy Dorf, hanging out with me, my tag team partner in crime. His name is Mike Wilson. Get at us a couple few different ways if you'd like. Call us, 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. And speaking of real, we're going to talk real NFL football, baby. Week 6 is upon us, and believe me, the storylines, they just never, ever come to an end, Mike Wilson. Whether we're talking about bad coaching, whether we're talking about bad calls, whether we're talking about miraculous plays happening on the football field, it's amazing, man. Honestly, it's absolutely amazing. So Thursday night games have been atrocious. I know you feel the same way. When teams are scoring 19 points in a football game, it's just not all that entertaining. What are we going to do about Thursday night? I got more questions than answers. What do you have for me, man?
I got about the same amount of answers that you got, Dorf. I mean, it's just been pathetic. But look, it's Sunday. There are some great games out there today. Let's get to it. Let's talk about it, brother.
Oh, yeah, man. The docket of games today, when you look at seeing the Bills playing the Kansas City Chiefs, yeah, man, that's appointment television. We got to take a break. We're going to get wrapped up and locked down and break down the NFL the best we can for you people. Keep it close. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Hey, Pack Rat. Yeah, you. Are you moving cross-country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood. But did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your furniture and the other possessions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a Pack Rat. Join the Pack Rat family. Call Pack Rat right now for your free quote. See y'all later, Pack Rats.
Call 800-569-7208. 800-569-7208. 800-569-7208. That's 800-569-7208.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Everybody, welcome back in. It is the Dorfman Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. Tons to talk about and break down in the NFL, as that's what we do, leading you into all of the games each and every week. It's week six, baby. I mean, now we are officially a quarter through the season. It's insane. It goes way too quickly, as we all know. But we love coming to you each and every week and talking to you about what we think may or may not happen. Just going to run through the games, Mike, so you can kind of think about these, let them stew in your head a little bit. 49ers playing the Falcons, Patriots playing the Browns, the J-E-T-S, Jets coming to Green Bay to take on the Green Bay Packers, Jaguars going to Indianapolis and playing the Colts, Vikings in Miami playing the Dolphins. Interesting one there. I think they're up to their... or down to their third-string quarterback there. No Tua, no Bridgewater, so going to be interesting to see how the Dolphins are able to respond. Bengals playing the Saints, Ravens playing the Giants, Buccaneers playing the Steelers. See how Kenny Pickett does, week two, right? We'll see if things go a little better. I don't necessarily think they will when you're going up against the Tampa Bay Buccaneer defense, but hey, you never know. Panthers playing the Rams. I think the Rams need a big victory, and looking at the Panthers, I think they're chomping at the bit. Cardinals playing the Seahawks. Bills and Chiefs, I think that might be, you know, definitely some appointment television. And then in the Sunday nighter, you have the Cowboys playing the undefeated Philadelphia Eagles. Monday night is Broncos and Chargers, and the Broncos have been anything but spectacular, and the Chargers are a little up and down themselves. So hopefully somebody can find themselves on Monday night. But good week of football games, Mike.
Yeah, no, it is a good week of football games. I'm curious to see how Arizona responds. You know, they go up to Seattle. They actually have some success in Seattle over the years, so this could be an interesting game up there. Geno Smith is playing well. We'll see how it goes. But I think, to me, the two prime games that I'll be really interested in are the Buffalo, Kansas City, and Dallas, and Philly on Sunday night. So we'll see what happens. But once again, San Francisco, everybody keep an eye on them. Jimmy G just will get them rolling again. And San Francisco, to me, is a dangerous team right now.
All right. Yeah, no, I agree. That defense is absolutely unbelievable. And then, like you said, if Jimmy G can just do enough, that offense is going to be just fine. And Wilson running the ball for them has been better than they probably thought. And in general, that's kind of the question I always have about them is how good is their running game going to be? And then, well, they can get kind of creative and throw Debo back there, and it kind of makes everything okay, so it doesn't really matter. They'll get creative is my point. But here, I do want to talk to you a little bit about coaching, and I want to talk to you about some of the things we're seeing happen, like going for two and when they're doing this. And I made this point. I wrote this comment. I don't know if you saw it or not, but I've been thinking a lot about analytics, okay? And you look at analytics in baseball, and you look at analytics in basketball, and you really think about the analytics in NFL football. They're not the same. Like, I just don't know how people can continue to go about this and think they're the same. They're not the same. And the main reason they're not the same is the sample size, right? Like, the sample size of an NFL football season is just absolutely too small to be making those types of analytics, at least in my humble opinion. So when it comes to making analytical decisions, you need a bigger sample size. That to me is why it makes sense to have analytics in baseball, to have analytics in basketball. But when it comes to analytics in football, they're wrong more than they're right. So what the hell are people doing with analytics in football, Mike? Please, help me out.
I will try and help us out here, but I don't know if I can. The going for two, when just kick the extra point and get the point, get off the field, play some defense, make it stop, to me it's just like, it's like basic football intelligence. And I don't want to point out any particular coach. Los Angeles Chargers kind of comes to mind a little bit, that take this analytics to a level where it's like the fans are even questioning, why is this guy coaching? How this guy get the job? Because half the time with the Chargers, it's punt the ball away, put them in, play field position, kick the extra point instead of going for two, you know, all that kind of stuff. To me, is just you're trying to overthink the room, and you're not smarter than the next guy. What it makes it look like is you're an idiot for doing this kind of stuff. And granted, people are like, oh, you know, when it works, it does look good. But to me, more times than not, and you brought this up in your opening rant there, you know, it's just, what the hell are you doing? This is not how you win football games. And it's affecting, especially to me, it's affecting the Chargers, holy smokes, in terms of getting wins, getting losses, that whole aspect of it. But these coaches are trying to outthink the room and trying to prove to people that they're smarter than anybody else in the stadium.
Well, and I also think,
like you said, Dorf, and they're not.
Yeah, and I also think that when you make these types of decisions, so Hackett, let's take Hackett for instance. You know, and you mentioned the Chargers. There's several, man. There's so many. The list goes on, right? But let's take a little example here. For example, okay. So let's just take the Baltimore Ravens just for a moment. You know, John Harbaugh 1 week makes some terrible decisions, right? And then the next week he kind of does it a little bit different, and he put a little bit more on his defense, and then what he did was he actually kicked a field goal, right? Like, you've got Justin Tucker, man.
Right.
This guy's the best kicker in the game by so far. Sometimes you got to play to your strengths, and I think that it took John Harbaugh, basically what it took him is, I'm going to put the ball in Lamar's hands, and I'm going to see what happens, right? It didn't work out so well. So what he did was, the next week, is he says, okay, well, I'm going to put it in my defense's hands, and I'm also going to put it in my kicker's hands. And that wound up being effective, and they win the football game. So I'm okay with a guy learning from his mistakes. It's the repeated mistakes that I'm seeing, right? It's the guys like you're saying,
right.
Staley. Like, dude, the guy from the Chargers, Staley, just continues to make those bonehead decisions, and he keeps putting the ball in Justin Herbert's hand. And in their case, again, like, all this stuff kind of, it makes sense in their own head, and the reason that they've been doing stuff is their kicker's been out, right? Like, so their kicker hasn't been healthy, so
right.
It's kind of made them play the game a little bit different. But my point is when you have everything, and you have that great kicker like a Justin Tucker, and you're John Harbaugh, and you're making decisions like he makes, and then you put the ball in Lamar's hands, and he doesn't come up with the goods. Like you said, it makes the coach look like an absolute idiot or a moron. So I think that what we're seeing, I think it will start to kind of slow down a little bit, because as the weeks go on, games mean more, right? So maybe as the year goes on, analytics play less and less of a role. Is that close to being right, maybe?
No, I think it's close to being right, because the NFL, I mean, all these pro leagues are stat-driven leagues. I mean, that's kind of what the whole analytics is based on. But once you see the stats of your team not being successful going for two or going for it on fourth down, you know, in different circumstances, you tend to shy away from doing that because the stats don't back up what you want to do. So why put your team in peril like that on a consistent basis? I mean, look, last year I went to Pittsburgh and watched the Steelers and the Ravens. And at the end of the game, Harbaugh, I mean, it was towards the end of the game, but Harbaugh was going for two. I'm like, just kick the extra point. You go to overtime and you take your chances from there. But he decides to go for two and win the game. I mean, I understand the thinking, but man, sometimes you just gotta take what the league is giving you and go from there. But Staley in Los Angeles, he just baffles my mind with what his thinking is, and pretty soon he's gonna get himself fired.
Yeah, you would think, but. And you know who's
right.
Done a great job this year, who I'm usually all over and making terrible decisions, is my good old buddy in Dallas, Fat Mike. And maybe it's because Cooper Rush has just been that good for him, and that'll be interesting when Dak's ready to go. Anyways, let's take a break. We'll be back. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
No offense, but are you a little fat when you look in the mirror? How would you like to learn the secrets to lose 3 to 5 pounds a week easily without joining the gym or going through any crazy diets? It's called Body Sculpt by MedDiet. For the last 2 decades, we've been helping people just like you that have pounds they want to shed. We've helped millions of people lose thousands and thousands of pounds over the years. And now it's your turn. Learn the secrets of how to lose weight with one simple phone call. You'll see an amazing difference in a matter of days. Don't believe us? We'll offer you a money-back guarantee. If you're ready to start losing weight right now, call right now to learn more about your risk-free order to Body Sculpt.
Call for your risk-free offer. 800-738-5332. 800-738-5332. 800-738-5332. That's 800-738-5332.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Door Phone Sports Weekend Edition. I would be Andy, Mike Wilson, hanging out with me. You can, too, by the way, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Door Phone Sports. Facebook, Door Phone Sports. IG, it's The Real Door Phone Sports there. Hey, speaking of real, bro, I don't know if you heard about this, but it's interesting to me, and there's a guy I know you like, and you're pretty high on him from his days in the pack. Christian McCaffrey, Panthers are listening to trade offers. Kind of interesting, right?
Yeah, no, it is. It is quite interesting. Look, he's had some injury issues. I mean, I'll give him that. But there are teams out there that I think that if they put the right package together and McCaffrey goes to them, I think it would be a great addition. You want to take a look at it. Look, if McCaffrey ended up in Buffalo, or he ended up in even Tampa Bay, the kind of dynamic that he could bring, because you can put him in, you can put him in the backfield, you can put him in the slot, you can put him outside, like you can run swing passes all day with that guy, and he's going to get you 6 to 8 yards every time he catches something like that. So it is interesting. I think Carolina is going through a rebuild, an unofficial, unannounced rebuild, because they're just bad. They just are. Them and Atlanta are just bad football teams right now. So, if I was McCaffrey, I wouldn't mind seeing a different type of scenery, and a scenery where he can, he can flourish a little bit better and get to a winning team. But it is interesting to see his name being tossed around. And I saw it this morning where it was, Carolina's already turned down a couple of offers for him. But they are listening, like you said.
Well, I think it would have to be a pretty good situation, right? Like, you want to get pretty decent return for this investment, because this is a guy, like you're saying, he's just so versatile. You can use him in so many different ways. And ultimately, I'm not putting this really on Christian McCaffrey, man, when I think about it. I'm putting it on, obviously, the coaching. They've had a carousel there in Carolina, as well as, carousel of different quarterbacks, too. Like, you have to have that familiarity, right? Like, you look at Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase. You look at Devontae Adams when he was with Aaron Rodgers. Maybe he's starting to build a little bit after the game, against Kansas City where they almost pulled it off, but now he's going to have to sit out. We'll get into that in a moment. But my point is that the quarterback-running back relationship, much like the quarterback-wide receiver relationship, it's got to be on point. And I don't think that Christian McCaffrey has had that situation from day one since he's been in the NFL. So, And similar, like Saquon Barkley, too, right? And he's been injured a lot.
Right.
I kind of will put these guys in a similar class when you think about it, because they're both really special, unique running backs. But have they really found their way in the league? And truth be told, the running back's life, their lifespan in the NFL isn't that long, right? So they've got to figure it out, and they kind of got to figure it out quick.
No, they do have to figure it out quick, and I would hate to see McCaffrey's talents go wasted, kind of like they are a little bit in Carolina, and see him go to a winner and see him have some success. Because yeah, you're right. I've always been high on this guy since he was at Stanford. He should have won the Heisman that one year when he was at Stanford, but you know that's a conversation for a different day. But he's a very good NFL talent that any team would be blessed to have a guy like him in their backfield, out wide, the whole thing. So if a team can make the appropriate deal for Christian McCaffrey, I think the sky would be the limit.
So Tua clears protocol, but he's still going to sit for the Vikings game, which is happening later today. What do you think the reasoning for that is? Are they just going to really, really play this safe now? Because obviously they're being scrutinized a little bit because
up.
Of the situation, right?
Right?
So is that why they're playing this ultra safe?
That's my thinking, Andy, is that they're just being ultra safe with this. He's a young player. I think they realize that they screwed up in how they handled that whole situation with him a few weeks ago. So there's nothing wrong with being safe. There's nothing wrong with being cautious with a player that a lot of people in the Dolphin organization consider the future of their franchise. And whether or not all of us consider that or not, that doesn't matter. What it matters is the powers that be in Miami want him to be the quarterback there, and they're going to be ultra safe with him moving forward.
All right. So speaking of cautious and how things have been playing out so far, let's move to Tampa Bay a little bit because that's a 3-2 football game. They got Tom Brady. We know how great that guy's been for his whole career, basically. But with that being said, I noticed something the other day when I was watching the game, and I'm seeing BA out on the field, and I know that Todd Bowles is the coach. But I'm kind of wondering right now, like, what's going on there in Tampa Bay? How much control does Todd Bowles really have, in your feeling?
I think he has a good amount of control. I think when I was kind of thinking with you with BA when I saw him on the field, I'm like, what's he doing there? Like, he's not the coach. Is he some kind of, like, offensive kind of check two guy? Like, you know, he's just kind of there to help the players out in certain circumstances during the game. But I didn't like the look. I'm like, look, if BA, if you're done, you're done. You don't need to be on the field and be this kind of overcast shadow for Todd Bowles, who's trying to implement his own system, his own way of coaching and culture there in Tampa Bay. So I just, for me, B.A. doesn't need to be on the field. Can he be up in the box, in the suites and all that kind of stuff? Can he have a role with the organization? Yeah. But to be the former coach the last few years and be on the field, you're retired, whatever that means, and you turn it over to Todd Bowles, like, people, I mean, it's a legitimate question, Andy. Like, who's really calling the shots in Tampa Bay?
Yeah, I think it's an interesting look. I'm starting to scratch my head a little bit about it. And now let's move to the next topic here. And you know, I mentioned Tom Brady. He's got some issues, man. Like off the field, it ain't all peaches and cream right now for Tom Brady. And a lot of times people say, well, you can go out on the field and you know you're in your zone, you're in your spot, you're in your moment. I just wonder, at 45, you know, he's probably questioning whether he should actually even be out on the field in the first place because he's taken more hits, you know, this year, and he's complaining about that as well, as we all know. He's getting fined and things like that, too. You know, we know that. But my point is, do you think it's, like, the things that are built up on the outside are just too great, and maybe this is the year where we're saying, yeah, it's time for Tom to literally say goodbye to the game?
You know what? I'm starting to kind of come around to that way of thinking. You know, people can be like, well, look, football is his solace. That's where he's at peace. That's where he can kind of forget about what's going on the outside with his divorce and the kids and, you know, all the things, other things that go on with between him and Giselle and the lawyers. But it's such a public thing. And most people that go through divorce, it's not a huge public thing. Do friends and family know about it? Yeah. But it's not on the scale where it's being talked about on page six of the New York Post, you know, at all. So I would tend to think that this is affecting him in a way that people cannot relate. Even if you've been through divorce, it's hard to relate to something on this kind of level. So I do think that he's probably considering, if not just already made the decision up in his head, hey, once this season is over, I'm done. I'm truly done, because I have, maybe he wants to fix things between him and Giselle. Maybe he wants a better relationship with his children. You know, no one would fault him for walking away and trying to do that. I certainly wouldn't. So it's one of those things where it's, you know, people go, well, like I said, it's his solace. Yeah, but if things on the outside are not at peace, you're going to have issues regardless.
Even if it is your sanctuary or your temple, right? Like your spot,
right,
where you,
right,
can,
right,
be at your own and you're in your own little peace. Sometimes the things that are happening on the outside world are just too great. And I'm kind of feeling that way this year about what I'm seeing with Tom Brady. Anyways, hear that music. No, we got to take a break. We will. We'll come back. We'll give you the analysis of what we think is going to happen, our picks, and all the good stuff coming up on the other side. Keep it close. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes. I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Do you love driving, but you don't love your car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. It's easy to refinance your car payment. Just call today to get your no-obligation quote and find out how much you can save. To qualify for a lower car payment, your car should be less than 10 years old, have less than 125,000 miles, and you've made at least 6 on-time payments. Call Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your rate and your payment by refinancing. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. Call today and see how much you can save. 800-871-9417.
800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. That's 800-871-9417. Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Alrighty, everybody, welcome back into the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf. All right, we're going to break down what we think may or may not happen in all of the games today, as we do each and every week for you. Sometimes we have better weeks than others. I think last week I went 12-5, if I'm not mistaken. Pretty decent week. Had some pretty good calls, but ultimately, it's a week-to-week league, man. Not only for the guys that are actually playing, but it's a week-to-week league for you and I with our picks, man. So let's start this out. Falcons playing the 49ers at home. The Falcons are at home. They've got Marcus Mariota. The 49ers have Jimmy G and that unbelievably stout defense. I'm actually really shocked that the 49ers are only favored by 4 points in this game. I like the 49ers a lot, man. I'm taking the 49ers on the road, in a tunnel, indoors, outdoors. You get what I'm saying. I think they beat the Falcons,
right.
And I don't think the Falcons are all that good of a football team. So this is a little bit of a head scratcher to me. I got the 49ers.
Yeah, no, I got the 49ers as well. That defense is going to carry them, and Jimmy G's is going to provide that steadiness at the quarterback position. Atlanta, like I said a little earlier, they're just bad. So San Francisco today, all day.
All right, we got the Patriots playing the Browns. You know, the Patriots are coming off of a nice game where they got Myers doing some things, that they had Stevenson getting out there and doing his thing a little bit, and they've got a third-string quarterback that ultimately doesn't look all that bad to me. I might shock you here, but I feel like the Patriots are going to pull this game off, and I think they get the victory on the road against the Browns.
See, you took my thunder again there, Andy. You stole it all the way from the Wisconsin where you're at. I'm gonna pick the Patriots as well, man, for the same type of reason. I just don't trust Cleveland as far as I can throw them as well. So I'll go with New England today.
They do have a good running game, but I think the Patriots will be ready for that running game. Jets playing the Green Bay Packers. Here in the great state of Wisconsin, and even more importantly in Green Bay, Wisconsin, Packers have won 15 straight games at Lambeau Field. Do I think the Jets can beat them? I do, but with that being said, I think I might lose my Wisconsin card and maybe not be able to be let back into the state if I said I thought the Jets were actually going to beat the Packers today. So I guess I got to go with my heart and my soul. I'm going with the Green Bay Packers, so they better not let me down today.
Look, that tough Wisconsin Border Patrol probably would not let you in the next time that you went to Wisconsin for anything if you chose the Jets today. But I'm with you. I'm going to go with A-Rod over Zach Wilson all day until the Jets prove me otherwise. I got Green Bay today.
That's kind of surprising. You went against your son today. No Zach Wilson, baby. You're going with A-Rod. I love it, dude. Okay, fine. No problems there. Jaguars playing at the Colts. I think we've seen the Jaguars already reach their peak, okay? Like, they surprised us for a couple weeks, and now the last couple few weeks, they've kind of looked like a team that has a young quarterback, right? And I know that Matty Ice hasn't been all that great either, but I feel like the Colts will figure it out. I like the Colts, and I kind of like the Colts like by a touchdown today against the Jags. What say you?
See, I was high on Jacksonville early, but once again, like you said, they look like a team with a young quarterback. I'm going to take the experienced quarterback in Indy, and I actually think Indy kind of blows them out a little bit. We're talking a couple touchdowns, 17 points, something like that.
Yeah, no, I like Indianapolis today. I think that's a pretty good call. Vikings playing the Dolphins. Dolphins playing their third-string quarterback, Kirk Cousins. I'm not a huge. I don't really like the guy that much. But Dude's got weapons, man. Jefferson is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Thielen has been a little bit more involved in the offense, and then we know about Dalvin Cook. I mean, the guy's a stud if he can stay healthy. So, and they got a good tight end, too. And the defense is probably a little bit better than advertised. I know Tyreek Hill and Waddle on the other side, but I think they figured out a decent enough look. I like the Vikings going on the road to Miami and getting it done.
No, I think Minnesota gets this game under control fairly quickly. Miami, like you said, is down to the third-string quarterback. And I don't know if Bridgewater's out of protocol or not. I can't remember seeing that. But when you got your third-stringer in there and he hasn't played, this is his first start, and you're going up against Minnesota, yeah, good luck. So I'm actually going against my favorite team today, Minnesota, with the win.
This is a big game right here when you think about the records, not necessarily because they're,
yep,
like division rivals, but Bengals and Saints both at 2-3. I think they both need a victory. Joe Burrow has really been going to T. Higgins more than he's been going to Jamar Chase, at least so far, right? And ultimately, sooner or later, we know that that combo is going to wind up taking off. It's just a matter of when. Probably a pretty good spot in the Dome in New Orleans to have a really good opportunity for them to get up and down that field, because I think the track is going to be pretty fast. I'm going to take the Bengals on the road, man. I mean, it's hard not to like the Bengals after what they did last season, and I think they're another team that kind of got off to that slow start in the last couple weeks. I think they've kind of found themselves a little bit. I'm going to take the Bengals on the road.
Like, look, last time I saw Jamar Chase and Joe Burrow in the Superdome, they were doing pretty well, I'm just going to say. So I'm going to go with Cincinnati as well today. I think it's a close game, but I think Cincinnati wins it.
Yeah, they'll pull it out. Maybe their coach won't go for two, and he'll kick a field goal instead at the right time this week. You never know. Ravens, yeah, playing the Giants. Lamar, I think, has a huge day. I mean, I just think he is going to go absolutely nuts there in New York, or East Rutherford, New Jersey, I should say, but playing the New York Football Giants, who surprisingly, you know, just get back from London after beating the Green Bay Packers, look like absolute dog-you-know-what in the first half, and then second half they come out and they play a pretty solid second half of that football game. I don't know if that's going to be able to continue against the Ravens. They've got a solid defense, and I just... ultimately, man, Lamar just too much to handle on the offensive side. I got the Ravens winning on the road.
Yeah, no, I got the Ravens winning as well. This is a game where New York comes off their big win in London last week, like you said, against your Packers. This game is just set up for New York just to have an ultimate collapse. You know, and they have all this good feeling. Lamar's going to suck that good feeling right out of MetLife Stadium there in New York. So I got the Ravens all day today.
Buccaneers and Steelers, man. I think it's another educational week for your boy, Kenny Pickett, there for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yep.
And, you know, Tom Brady going to kind of have a decent day, and Evans will go off, and Fournette will have a decent day, and the defense is going to get after young Kenny Pickett. I got the Buccaneers, brother, and probably by a lot.
Yeah, it's a learning process there in Pittsburgh with Kenny Pickett right now. I mean, he's the future, let's just put it that way. And George Pickens, the receiver out of Georgia, that's a good combination between Pickett and Pickens. But today you're going up against the GOAT, an experienced team. Tampa Bay gets the win.
All right, we got the Panthers at the Rams. It's been pretty ugly for both of these teams. Like, let's be honest, right? The Rams are Super Bowl,
right,
defending Super Bowl champs, and they've looked anything but like the Super Bowl defending champs. And the Panthers, we talked a little bit about this before, Christian McCaffrey on the trading block, and a lack of solid coaching and a lack of solid quarterback play. It doesn't bode well for them against the Rams, who I think absolutely need a victory for their confidence and just to kind of right the ship a little bit. I got the Rams winning this one big.
Yeah, the Rams are going to win today big. There's too much upheaval in Carolina with the quarterback. The coach is gone, new coaching staff. I mean, it's just too much, too many distractions. Super Bowl champs are going to take advantage and win big today.
Cardinals, Seahawks. Okay, so the Cardinals haven't really played all that well. They've had their ups and downs. We know that. No D-Hop. He'll be back, I believe. I think they may have a bye next week, and then he'll be back after the bye week, or I'm not exactly sure, but this will end the suspension for D-Hop after this week. They may need him in Seattle. I'm not sure, but we'll have to see at the end of the day. But I do think that Kyler does some special stuff out there, and I think he outplays Geno. I'm going to go with the Cards today on the road.
Wow, going with the Cards. That's a bold pick there, Dorf, because you and I are just not exactly on the train. I'm going to go with Seattle today. Seattle up there is tough. I know teams, when these two teams get together, it's kind of like a throw the dart in the dartboard kind of thing. But I'm going to go with Seattle today. I think Geno Smith gets it done for him.
All right, we got the Bills and the Chiefs going at it later. Bills and Chiefs, I mean, this is obviously appointment television. This is a potential AFC championship matchup. I think we're all hoping for it. But I also think this is a big game for who winds up having home field advantage, right? I think the Bills have just a little bit too much with Stephon Diggs and the other guys that they can throw at you. I just there's something about this Bills team that I got to stay on the train. I'm taking the Bills to get it done in Kansas City, and maybe Kansas City had that like look ahead against the Raiders, you know, the other night. But the truth is, I just think the Bills have a little bit more talent. I'm taking the Bills.
No, I'm going to go with the Bills as well. There's just some juice in Josh Allen's arm and his attitude this year. I like his leadership that he's providing for the team. And like I said, Stephon Diggs, man. I mean, I don't know how you defend him besides double-teaming him on everything. So I got the Bills today. It's close, but I got the Bills today.
Cowboys and Eagles, man. That's the Sunday nighter. Obviously, it's been pretty damn good ever since Dak went out for the Dallas Cowboys. We know he's getting closer and closer to being ready. I don't think he's playing. I think it's going to be Cooper Rush, but you never know. Last-minute things could happen. But I think the Eagles are a very complete football team. This is going to be a good test because the Cowboys have a very, very good stout defense, right? I think Jalen Hurts and the Eagles figure out a way to keep being undefeated, and they kind of shut down this Cowboy thing that's been happening, and then it makes it a little easier for them to transition back to Dak. So I'm taking the Eagles.
Yeah, no, I'm with you on the Eagles. Look, you talked about Kansas City and Buffalo being, this is a game that could decide home field advantage. This could be a game that decides the division championship with Dallas and Philly, and could decide the home field advantage as well come playoff time. But I got Philly today. I think they're very complete, like you said, so we'll see what happens. But I got Jalen Hurts and the Eagles today.
All right, brother, we made it through this. Monday nighter, Broncos and the Chargers. The Broncos have been just pathetic. I don't think they've scored more than 23 points in a football game. The Chargers, we know they can light it up. They need to get healthier, obviously. Keenan Allen, I don't know if he's playing or not, but I do like the Chargers on Monday night. I think they get it done.
You know, as bad as, you know, Russell Wilson's playing and he just looks awful, I'm not pulling for Denver. I got the Chargers in this one as well.
All right, we got to take a break. We'll come back and do what we do. It's called Parting Shots, people, just for you, by the way. Keep it close. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health. Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health. With just 2 glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
Do you want to know the secret to putting extra money back in your pocket? Then switch your car insurance. And now you can make one phone call and shop dozens of insurance companies. Just like buying airline tickets, where it's easy to make one call that has all the best deals. We have great deals with most of the major top-rated insurance companies. We are your superstore for car insurance. We've switched people from their expensive car insurance plans and saved them hundreds of dollars a year. If you think you're paying too much for your car insurance, call now. It's easy to switch, and in 5 minutes, yes, just 5 minutes, you'll learn how much money you can save on your car insurance. Save yourself some money this year. Call now for your car insurance. Call eInsurance now for your free car insurance quote. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. That's 800-298-9093.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time here today on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf. And obviously, you can get at us a few different ways, people. You can always follow us on Twitter. For Mike, it would be Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's going to be Dorf on Sports. Facebook, it's Dorf on Sports. IG, it's The Real Dorf on Sports there. Mike, like you know, my friend, at this time, we always do our parting shots. You are up.
Well, parting shot goes out to Dikembe Mutombo. He is fighting brain cancer. He has a brain tumor, evidently, that he's receiving treatment for. And for those of you who don't remember Dikembe, he is the guy that would wag the finger, block shots. He was one of the ultimate rim protectors back in the day in the NBA while Andy and I were growing up. He was great to watch at Georgetown. He was great to watch in the NBA. And just thoughts and prayers out to his family as he deals with this brain tumor.
Well, and he's a guy that's done so much for his native homeland, too, throughout the years. You hope and you pray and you wish for people like him to, obviously, to live as long as they possibly can, because he has been so instrumental in helping a place that obviously is just so, that they're just poor, you know, and this guy goes back and he cares
help.
About it.
Yep.
Yeah, I feel you on this one, man. That's a good one. Okay, I got a couple maybe parting shots. So first and foremost, we got the NBA season coming around, you know, right around the corner. I'm excited as all hell, bro. I just can't wait to see what may or may not happen, because tons of storylines there. But Dude, it's Sunday, man. Get your popcorn, people. Enjoy the day. Enjoy the Bills and Chiefs and Cowboys and Eagles. I don't think it gets much better than that. So for Mike Wilson, for Robert and John Polter, who joined us earlier in the program, I'm saying peace, everybody. We'll talk to you next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Take care, everybody.
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.